For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And both of us try to bring you a lot of interesting material and a wide variety of information all about your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And do visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. You will like the store and you will like the site. Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, and they carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. And speaking of Village Green, they have a great sale going on right now through July 16th. 30% off Pathway brands, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Now, a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Ann Allworth on important supplements for children's health. Now, our topic today is going to be essential homeopathics for the summer with our guest, Christoph Merville, and he's Director of Education and Pharmacy of Boron, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic medicines. Before we introduce our guest, and we'll do that in the second segment, I wanted to go over some additional summer health tips, because Dr. Merville is going to give you many homeopathic remedies that can be very helpful, especially for some of the problems we have during the summer, from bug bites, poison ivy, sunburns. So we're going to talk about all of that. Okay, some health tips. First of all, get dirty and stress less. To improve your stress level, plant a small garden and include herbs in your garden. If you don't have a garden or room for a garden, cultivate a flower box, or if space is really limited, plant a few flower pots, indoors or out. So that's the first recommendation. I'm a dental hygienist. I'm going to remind you to floss daily. It's easy to do. Keep your floss with you. It can be done very easily and very quickly. And why do you want to do that? Along with brushing your teeth, it improves overall body health. And if oral bacteria are low, your body has more resources to fight bacteria elsewhere. We now understand this connection between the bacteria that thrive in our mouth and cardiovascular disease and overall immunity. Get outside to exercise. This is the time to be outdoors. Pick one outdoor activity or several, going on a hike, taking a nature walk, playing games such as tag with your kids, cycling, rollerblading, or swimming. Try to get out and exercise. It's really different than being in the gym, and it gets you some fresh air. If it's a hot day, of course, do it early in the morning when it's cooler, or later in the evening. Now, be good to your eyes. Try to protect your vision at work and play, and wear protective eyewear, especially if you're doing some work around the house, if you're hammering, and when you're outdoors. If you are doing yard work and raking and cutting down limbs, you definitely want to protect your eyes. Definitely wear sunglasses that block at least 99% of ultraviolet A and B rays. Sunglasses can help prevent cataracts as well as wrinkles around the eyes. So listen up, wrinkles around the eyes. And when playing sports or doing tasks such as mowing the lawn, again, wear that protective eyewear and ask your eye doctor about the best type. There are some that are sport specific as well. Vacation time. You can have a vacation or a staycation, but the idea is to improve your stress, reduce your stress, relax, do something that gives you a great deal of pleasure, and take the advantage of summer's slower schedule by using your vacation time to unwind. If you stay at home, turn off the phone, create a haven within your home. Better yet, you can go to local parks. You don't have to travel a very great distance to enjoy, especially what we have here in Maryland. We've got everything, the seashore, beautiful farmlands, mountains, lakes. So find something close if you can't travel the distance. Now, alcohol, best if you consume it to go light. And you shouldn't consume it if you're pregnant or have problems with alcohol. So I'm giving that caveat. And keep your drinks to occasional use. For a summer drink, try to use less alcohol and include a lot of fruit in there. Make a sangria or a cold wine spritzer. Sleep well. Resist the urge to stay up late during long summer days. Try to pay attention to good sleep hygiene by keeping the same bedtime and wake-up schedule and not drinking alcohol within 3 hours of bedtime, certainly no caffeine. Some people can't drink caffeine after 6 p.m., so know yourself and adjust. Note that total darkness is essential. If you cannot achieve it in the bedroom, simply use one of the many comfortable sleep masks that are available to you. Now, some summer nutrition tips. Those were general tips. The first one is going to be drink water. It is so important. You have to hydrate. And many summer problems occur because of dehydration. Water helps to make all of your bodily functions work properly. It helps with digestion of any of the other foods that you take in. Drinking water also helps to keep your energy levels up. It's particularly important in the summer when it's so warm outside. Your hair and your skin can easily dry out in the summer, but this problem can be prevented, at least in part, when you drink enough water. What is that? For adults, it's half your weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 160 pounds, you should be drinking 80 ounces. Now, that varies according to diet. If your diet includes a lot of breads and pastas, then you're going to need more water. If your diet has a lot of fruits and vegetables, and this is when we really focus, the summer is the time we like to focus on vegetables and fruits. We get water in those as well. Cut back on or avoid caffeine. You want to make sure you're getting enough water, but you don't want to dehydrate with caffeine. And that occurs with alcohol as well, so that's why we said go light. Among other things, caffeine can dehydrate the body, which will negate the positive effects of all the water you're drinking. You can't afford to have that happening during the hot summer, so you should cut back on coffee and avoid sodas. I prefer for people to avoid coffee. If you're going to have caffeine, have some green tea and herb teas. If you can't stand only drink water, then you can add herbal iced tea. That's nice. It gives you some what we call solute in there. Or use seltzer water with a splash of fresh juice. Eat more berries. And the brighter the color, the deeper the color, the better. Your body will be better capable of storing the water that you're providing it if you eat the right foods. And berries are some of the best foods that you can add to your diet this summer and any summer. Not only do they assist your body in using water, but they also taste very refreshing. They are antioxidants and extremely important in health. And be smart about your salads. Try to have fresh salads during the summer months and cut back on the dressing. Ask if you ask for dressing. Make sure it is natural. Make sure it has no hydrogenated oils. And the main thing to pay attention to with the dressing is how much you put on the dressing. So ask to have on the salad. Ask to have it on the side. A fresh dressing made from lemons and olive oil is going to be a lot healthier for you than creamy packaged dressings. Get in your protein. You hear me talk about this a lot on the show. Many people tend to reduce their protein intake during the warmer months. It's important that you not let this happen. However, you don't want to neglect protein. It's an important part of your diet. It's going to help your hair stay healthy, and it's good for your immunity. We forget that proteins break down to amino acids. Those amino acids help with hair, skin, immunity. They have a lot of roles, and neurotransmitters. Add vegetables to the grill. If you are grilling out, add vegetables to the grill. Try to get more and more vegetables in. They're great snacks, and they provide potassium, which is something else you need to get, along with magnesium. And deep greens, dark greens, are great sources of magnesium and potassium. And when you're active, you'll need more of these nutrients, or you're likely to suffer with cramps, leg cramps. I'm going to suggest coconut water. Coconut water is an electrolyte solution, so make sure you add that to your summer drinks. Now, we're going to listen in the next segment. We're going to interview Dr. Merville, so stay with us. I'm Dana Lake, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We will be right back after this break with some interesting information on homeopathic remedies for the summer.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's ArniCare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. ArniCare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. ArniCare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find ArniCare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit ArniCare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Ann Allworth on important supplements for children's health. A little word about Village Green. They have a great sale. It's going on now through July 16th. 30% off Pathway brands, 24% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So make sure you avail yourself of this terrific sale. Now, I told you in the first segment that we would have a very interesting guest, and we're glad to have Christoph Merville back with us. He's Director of Education and Pharmacy of Boron, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic medicines. And our topic today is essential homeopathics for the summer. So welcome to the show, Christoph.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you for having me again.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit more about your background and what you've been doing in the field of homeopathy.
Well, I was trained in France as a pharmacist, and after 3 years in hospital pharmacy and my military service, I started working for Boron in France first, and then in 94, I was sent to the West Coast facility that we have here in the United States in California. And pretty much increasingly, I dealt with developing training programs, education tools to teach not only, of course, consumers, patients, but also pharmacists and to a certain extent nurses and physicians how to use homeopathy to the best advantage of the patients.
Well, you've done an outstanding job, and I personally thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go into homeopathy. I know that many of our listeners know what homeopathy is, but I think it's always good to define it so those that have tuned in and are not familiar with homeopathy can learn exactly what that word means.
Well, the word means same suffering or similar suffering in Greek, and it refers to the fact that this therapeutic method uses natural substances in small, very small doses to relieve symptoms, and it's based on properties of drugs, in fact, that are interesting. For example, if you drink too much coffee, you will know that you'll be fidgety, agitated, and you'll have trouble falling asleep because your mind runs over time. You know, you think too much. Now, if you have these symptoms because you had a long day and you have your worries and you're tossing and turning in your bed trying to fall asleep, a homeopathic dilution of the coffee bean will relieve your symptoms. So in an example, that's how it works.
Well, I think the other example that I enjoy talking about are the poison ivy pills as well, the Rustox.
Exactly. You know that contact with Rustox or poison sumac leaves gives you small blisters on the skin. Can even be very, quite dramatic, but it starts usually with small blisters and red skin. And Rustox, as a homeopathic preparation, is used to relieve, among other conditions, is used to relieve skin problems that has this particularity of small vesicles that are painful. So you can use Rustox when you have, for example, cold sores, or for people who have shingles, provided, of course, the lesions are small blisters. That's one example. Rustox is used for different conditions, but that would be an example.
Oh, that's an excellent example. So it many of the remedies, what you're saying to us, have use well beyond their maybe original intent.
Well, experimentally, that's for 200 years now, more than 200 years that homeopathy has been used by physicians around the world. But experimentally, we can see that, for example, Rustox, we know that it has an effect on the skin, and we know that the homeopathic preparation are used also for skin problems. But it also has an effect on joints. And for example, if you go through physical rehab or if you start exercising again, you know that it's difficult, it's painful sometimes at the beginning of the motion, of the movement, at the beginning of the exercise, your joints may be painful. And homeopathic dilutions of Rustox are precisely used for this type of conditions where the arthritic pain or joint pain is worse at the beginning of the movement but improved as you move on and you exercise. So that's one example of a homeopathic medicine that has two totally different indications, both based on experimental and empirical usage.
Such a good description, and you did mention that they've been used for more than 200 years. A lot of people don't, they're not aware that they're regulated.
Well, in fact, homeopathic medicine has been regulated as drugs by the Federal Drug, Food and Drug Administration, since 1938. So what is important for the patients, the consumers, are that they have to be prepared according to the same guidelines as regular drugs. It's a guarantee of quality. We have to be very, very precise in their manufacturing, control a lot of steps, and record a lot of data to be able to sell them. So it's different than supplements or drugs. They are absolutely should be treated as drugs.
And the practices that we're talking about are what is known as the GMP, good manufacturing practices.
Yeah, the GMP or good manufacturing practices is the way pharmacists, manufacturers need to use to prepare medicines in general, and among them, of course, homeopathic medicine. So it's as simple as, for example, keeping a record of everything that is used to prepare or to clean or to control the medicine. So at any moment, even, 5 years away from the time the medicine has been sold for the first time, you can go back and say, oh, I use that batch of alcohol, I use that batch of detergents to clean up the material, I use that type of oven to sterilize, and so on and so forth. So it's very, very precise.
You do such an excellent job of explaining this. What I'd like is to learn a little bit more about how a patient knows what to use in a homeopathic and the difference between constitutionals and remedies.
Ah, okay. So let's start with our second question. You know that there are many, many different conditions that we can have and that affect our health. Health is merely a state of balance between, us and our environment. And it is constantly challenged. And sometimes we have conditions that are what I would call self-limited. You have, a little cold, that it's going to go away. Or you even can have the flu or, back pain because you exercise too much or you garden too much. Those are what I call self-limiting conditions. You have also another type of conditions that are more chronic, like allergies. You know that if you have hay fever, it's you're miserable, but it's going to pass anywhere with the season. And you have a third type of conditions that are very deeply rooted. We call them chronic condition. People who had arthritis pain for a long time. People with some diseases that really are affecting them deeply. Well, homeopathic medicines are adapted to each and every one of these conditions, but as you may guess, it is far more difficult to treat a chronic, deeply seated condition than a hay fever or a cold for which you can really treat yourself. So for our listeners, I would say, first of all, if you want to treat yourself, you need to just be sure that the condition that you have is self-limiting. If you're in doubt, of course, you know, consult your pharmacist, your physician. But homeopathic medicines are very well adapted to these conditions. But if you have a more serious or chronic condition, I recommend that you check with a physician that may be skilled with in using homeopathic medicine. And depending on the condition, he might or might not use homeopathy, depending on what is ethically acceptable to treat that condition.
Well, that's excellent. We are going to give a lot of tips. Do you have some additional tips? Let's pick a remedy that would be a common remedy that people may want to keep on their shelf.
Okay, the first one that comes to my mind is the medicine called Arnica. Medicine called Arnica Montana is made from a mountain daisy. It's a big daisy, and it has a very interesting properties. You use it basically every time after a trauma or after overexertion, every time it's painful, swollen, and even bruised. So, for example, it goes to you garden too much and you're stiff the next day, Arnica. Your toddler just fall and hurt himself and has a big bump, Arnica. You are bruised all over because you hurt yourself skiing, Arnica. You drive a lot, 5 hours, and when you get out of the car, you're all stiff and you even might have trouble sleeping, Arnica. There is even a topical form, gel, cream, or ointment that you can use where it hurts, provided the skin is not damaged, of course. Don't never apply topical Arnica on open skin. It stings and it can irritate. But on bruises or bumps, it really relieves the symptoms.
So it's useful, the topical is useful topically, as we said, on bruises and bumps, and again, not on broken skin. Yes. And you have the pellets as well.
And you have the pellets that you use if the problem is more general. We, for example, plastic or vascular surgeons are using Arnica in pre and post surgical protocols to decrease swelling and bruising due to surgery. So when you are all bandaged and it's swollen and bruised under your bandages, Arnica relieves that swelling and makes you more comfortable. Same thing after, for example, tooth extraction. The classical story is you take Arnica, five pellets, until the sockets are healed, and just after the surgery, and the swelling is greatly reduced to the point that surgeons tell what happened, what did you take? You should be more swollen than that. That's a classical story that we hear all the time.
Well, that's a success, and we're going to talk about more remedies in the next segments. If you've just tuned in, listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information on homeopathics.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health.
Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane, located in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. I want to remind you that Village Green has a sale right now going on through July 16th. 30% off Pathway brands, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So you have until July 16th to take advantage of this good sale. Now, we are here every Sunday morning, and next Sunday at 10 a.m., Kevin will have a discussion with Ann Allworth on the important supplements for children's health. And our topic today is essential homeopathics for the summer. And our guest is Christoph Merville. He's Director of Education and Pharmacy of Boron, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic medicines. He just gave us an excellent tip on the use of Arnica Montana for trauma. There are topicals that can be used and pellets. And trauma is everything from bruising and hurting yourself to having a surgical procedure. It is now one of the most common remedies being used by surgeons. I find this very fascinating, and it certainly is successful. Christoph, let's talk a little bit more about the homeopathics. Did you have anything else to add about their manufacture, their safety, et cetera?
Yeah, besides the fact that most homeopathic medicines, are natural substances like plants or, minerals or substances that you can find in nature, one very important fact is that homeopathic medicines are very diluted. It means we are using literally micro doses of them to the point that some people even say there is nothing, but there is an action that's now clinically proven and shown, so, and that have been used for 200 years, so it's interesting to see what research will tell us more about how they work. But besides that, the fact that we are using small doses makes them very safe. So, for example, when we take a medicine or a supplement, we're always a little bit worried, how will it interfere with our other medicines that we have or with other supplements or even with the food. With homeopathic medicines, most of them, with a huge majority of them, are diluted enough so there is no risk of interactions and no risk of side effects when you take them. So that's a very big advantage. If you, for example, have joint pain and you are taking the supplement chondroitin sulfate or glucosamine to help with the pain and the inflammation, you can certainly take Armicare arthritis and without any risk of interactions with either stronger painkillers that you need when you have a flare, or the supplements that you're taking on an ongoing basis.
And that, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is the natural question. Do we have to stop our medicines and do we have to stop our supplements? And the answer is no.
No, and they complement each other. As I said, you know, you're taking your supplement, but sometimes the weather changes and some people are sensitive either to cold or humidity, and they feel the pain coming. So if they take the medicine, for example, the combination of Arnica arthritis, right away, usually they keep the pain in check, and that decreases the necessity to use stronger and more, you know, less safe painkillers to be able to function. So homeopathic medicine not only complements supplement, but they when they are well used, they increase the comfort and reduce the risk of side effects from stronger, I would say more, not effective, but yeah, stronger painkillers, I would say, in this case.
Excellent. So we are talking about the summer, and we've covered bumps and bruises, which certainly are more common, and with our weekend warriors out there challenging themselves, the arnica is helpful. What about allergies, so common and so severe right now?
Well, allergies, that's an acute manifestation of a chronic problem. We know we are allergic, and we probably will be allergic for a very long time. And when we are in contact with the allergen, usually pollens or dust mites, then we have these symptoms. Okay, so combinations like Sabadil that you have in Village Green contain usually the main ingredient for allergy, which is histaminum, precisely a dilution of histamine.
Uh-huh.
Histamine is a substance that is always released in the body in large amounts, too large amounts, in fact, during allergy crisis. So according to the principle of similars, you know, small doses of histamine will decrease your sensitivity to large amounts. And that has been, in fact, verified, not clinically, but in experiments on white cells that are releasing histamine. That has been verified in many studies. But beside histamine, we also include ingredients that target your sensitivity to pollen. There is one that is a dilution of the plant ragweed. Another one is the dilution of the onion. When you peel and chop onions, you know what happens. Your eyes sting, you have a runny nose with a clear discharge. And those are symptoms that are common also to hay fever. So it makes sense to have a homeopathic dilution of the onion in the combination Sabadil along with histamine and others.
So this is a six single homeopathic medicines mixed as Sabadil.
Exactly. So the advantage for the patient is that you don't have to, you know, it's very clearly indicated on the packaging. What is it for? Single medicines that you can find in little blue tubes, they can be used also, but they are a little bit more specific of a condition, and they require more information and more training to use them. It's not very difficult, but when you want the solution quick and easy, go for the combination.
Excellent. So that's Sabadil. And let's talk a little bit about the one that helps us with the eye symptoms, the eye drops that can be used.
Yeah, that's a medicine that is also a combination. It is called Optic One, and it has three effects. First of all, it's presented under the form of unit doses, liquid unit doses. They stay sterile until you open them. So there is never the question of, okay, the bottle has been open for 2-3 days, can I still use it, and so on. So this allows us to avoid the use of preservatives, because they are sterile until, of course, you use them. They stay sterile until you use them. There is enough in each dose to flush completely both eyes. So you have a flushing effect, removing particles and pollen. And then you have the action of homeopathic ingredients, not only on eye irritation, but also on eye fatigue. If you not only, you know, does it work on soothing the eye during allergy or if you have dust or particles in the eye, but also I use them myself when I drive at night. After a while, I'm squinting and my eyes begin to hurt, or if I'm working too much on the computer, my eyes begin to be affected by the artificial light, and I use OptiQuant to relieve and soothe the eye. So you have a really triple action here of flushing, soothing, and relieving eye fatigue.
It also helps with hypersensitivity to light.
Yes, the one particularly that I will recommend on top of OptiQ, if you are sensitive, if going from too much light or artificial light to another type of light is painful for the eyes, not only will you use OptiQuant, but you can add the single medicine Ruta Graveolens, R-U-T-A, Ruta, and you take it in a low dilution 6E, 5 pellets, several times a day, 3-4 times a day or when needed, especially when you're working in front of a monitor and it's too small, or if you're doing, few people are doing needlecraft now, but if you're really squinting and need your eyes to focus on a small object for a long period of time. So Ruta Graveolens, 5 pellets regularly during the day to relieve those symptoms on top of OptiQuant.
Well, those are excellent tips. Do we have a few more tips for the summer and alleviating symptoms and also improving immunity?
Well, when you tell me about summer, I'm always thinking about the sun. It is easy to have a sunburn, and we should all be careful with that, because the sun can be our friend, but too much of a good thing can harm us. So besides getting properly protected using SPF, products and so on and so forth, if you happen to have a sunburn, you can use two things. You can use a lotion containing calendula, which is, in fact, the garden marigold. Garden marigold has very interesting properties. It stimulates the regeneration of damaged skin. So you will use it as a lotion to soothe, of course, the burn, and not only sunburn, but regular burn as well. And the action of the marigold or calendula will speed up the regeneration of the skin. So that's one thing you can do locally. And you can use also, if your skin is pink and stinging, and relieved by putting something cold on it, you can use a homeopathic dilution of the honeybee called Apis, A-P-I-S. You use it in a high dilution, like 30C, 5 pellets every hour until the burning feeling stops. That speeds up also the relief of those burning symptoms on the skin when the skin is pink, swollen, itching, and relieved by putting something cold on it, Apis mellifica on top of calendula lotion.
Excellent. And we'll have more in the next segment. If you're tuning in, listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with Christophe Merveille on more homeopathic medicines for the summer.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we're here every Sunday at 10 a.m., so you can tune in next Sunday to listen to Kevin's discussion with Ann Allworth on important supplements for children's health. Now, our topic today is essential homeopathics for the summer, and our guest is Christophe Merville, who is the Director of Education and Pharmacy of Boron, the world's leading manufacturer of homeopathic medicines. We've talked about remedies for the summer, and Dr. Merville, I would like you to repeat just briefly what we talked about, and then let's talk about more remedies, and if we have time, we might explain the difference between remedies and constitutionals.
Okay. So, yes, what I wanted to do is mention one or two medicines that you can use during summer. And there is one that comes to my mind, which is, in fact, something you can use all year long. But because we tend to be more active and we should be more active during summer, it's handy. So, for example, if you start a physical activity or if you decide to play volleyball on the beach for long times or to swim more, you might need some help with fatigue, stamina, and recovery. And that's, those are the symptoms that are relieved by a medicine called Spontanin, which contains not only, of course, Arnica, for obvious reason, because it's a medicine for muscle soreness and overexertion, but also a homeopathic dilution of lactic acid, which speeds up the metabolism of lactic acid and reduces the risk of cramp and gives us that, you know, 5-10 minutes more enjoyment of sport. So it's something very useful, very safe. You can use it. It's used by, competing athletes. And it's something you can use all year long, but especially in summer.
And
so I wanted to mention that one.
Excellent. Can you spell it for us?
Okay. It's sort of like sport, S-P-O-R-T, and you add enin, so E-N-I-N-E, sportenin, and it comes into chewable lemon-flavored tablets. Very easy to chew and to use. Just don't take more than one every 20 minutes because it contains a little bit of dextrose for energy, and if you eat too much of it, you'll get dehydrated, which is not the good thing.
Good advice. Any other tips? I'm so excited that you're doing this because the listeners enjoy getting ideas and tips that they can start with as soon as they get the remedy.
So the summer is also the season for bugs. And it starts with mosquitoes, but it goes with bees, wasps, and shiggers, and all these little friends that need to make a living as well. So if you get stung by a bee or a wasp, the first thing you do, is, of course, is disinfect the wound. And you can apply a little bit of calendula gel. The gel is really fresh and soothing, and provided, of course, in the case of bees, you have removed the sting. Wasps don't leave the sting behind. And you take also immediately or as soon as possible Apis mellifica, that means the medicine made from the honeybee. You take 5 pellets every 15 minutes. Very quickly, the swelling and the pain will decrease. And as soon as it decreases, of course, you reduce the frequency, you decrease the frequency. That's a general rule with homeopathic medicine. Decrease frequency as improvement occurs. That's a very nice way. That's one more reason to keep one of these medicines, Apis or Arnica, with you at all time, because they work very well when they are used very early.
Excellent. What about Rescue Remedy? That's a popular remedy as well.
Rescue Remedy, I think this is a mixture of back flowers, and this is not really my area of expertise.
Okay.
This is not exactly homeopathy. The back flowers are slightly different. They are very useful also, but Rescue Remedy is really something you can use for many conditions, but once again, it's not my best area.
So as far as recovery, the sportinin would be excellent. And you're talking about athletes for endurance. Would that also be helpful if somebody has endured an accident, since it has the arnica and reduces the lactic acid?
No, I would say really sportinin is for athletes or people who are, having a physical activity. If it's trauma or if it's recovery from an accident, first of all, if it's not a grave accident, arnica would be certainly indicated. Now, if you have lost a lot of your fatigue because you have lost a lot of sweat or enough blood, for example, after delivery, or if you have this kind of fatigue, the medicine would be Cinchona, C-I-N-C-H-O-N-A. And you take it in a low dilution, 6C, for example. This is a wonderful medicine to use when you're recovering from a condition where you've lost a lot of fluids, like sweat or diarrhea or even blood. Of course, that needs to be supervised. But that's one example where you can use Cinchona to get better faster.
Excellent. What about some of the conditions that are more common in the summer months, such as Lyme, people getting tick bites? Are there some remedies that can be helpful?
Well, for Lyme disease, the treatment must be first and foremost antibiotics.
Of course.
There are mentions of homeopathic medicines that were used a long time ago when homeopathic medicines were not known. Today, I would say the best treatment is really antibiotics right away. Now, if you happen to have Lyme disease and you have these joint pains and sometimes flu-like symptoms, there are homeopathic medicine that can target those symptoms. But I insist, they will not cure you. They will just relieve you.
I'm glad you say that, because there are many people that attempt to treat Lyme using just supplements, herbs, and homeopathics. And what you just said about the homeopathics, the herbologists say as well that the primary treatment are the antibiotics. I totally agree.
Yeah, it is very important for everyone to know that, you know, homeopathy is a tool in the toolbox. But if you need a special Phillips screwdriver, don't use something that is not adapted because you'll just ruin the job and ruin your health. For Lyme disease, it is now well established. You need to have it diagnosed, identified, and treated because of the possible long-term effect. I insist homeopathic medicine can be given to relieve some of the symptoms, but the basic treatment, the best treatment in this case, is not homeopathic. In many other cases, for example, I was thinking about summer. Sometimes, you know, you have problems of plunge with sleeping, whether it's jet lag or the kids are excited because they go to, you know, on vacation. And sometimes it's difficult to fall asleep. There is an excellent medicine for that. It's called Quietude. It's in tablets, and you can take it just for, you know, to recover a little bit from jet lag if you travel to the West Coast, or to help your kids if they are overexcited or without any drowsiness during the day.
So that's called Quietude.
Yes.
Very well named. Any other summertime or health remedies that we have not mentioned?
I was thinking we have covered a lot of things. There is one that I still would like to cover. Sometimes we travel, and we travel to other countries, and the food is different. And the bacteria, they are different from what we are used to, and we have that disruption of balance in our intestine, and that's called traveler's diarrhea. It's embarrassing, it's painful, but it's not really dangerous, provided you stay hydrated. But there are two. There is one homeopathic medicine I would like to mention, because I always take that with me when I'm traveling far away. It is called Arsenicum Album, and it is, of course, a homeopathic dilution of arsenic. Now, it's too diluted to have any toxic effect, of course, but it helps in the symptoms of traveler's diarrhea and the cramps, the painful diarrhea that we have, and also the feeling that we are cold all over. So I take it, in fact, as soon as I feel the slightest digestive problem, five pellets several times a day. I stay hydrated, I be careful of what I eat, and usually, you know, people around me that suffer miserably ask me, you know, what are you taking, why aren't you sick?
That's a good remedy. Could you spell it again?
So it's stuff like arsenic. So arsenicum, it's arsenic with U-M, M as in Mary, at the end, to make it Latin. Arsenicum album, like an album, A-L-B-U-M, 30C, it's readily available, and that's one you should take with you during trips overseas.
Okay, I think we have certainly covered a lot of information. I thank you so much, Dr. Merville, for being on the show with us.
Well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
And to our listeners, I want to remind you about Village Green Sale going on now through July 16th, 30% off Pathway brands, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.